Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. With thousands of sunny homes, why subject yourself to the cold? Just filter your search by monthly stays and save up to $1,500. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Today, we're diving deep into something that's absolutely essential for our well-being. Nurturing relationships that actually support our mental health. Ever feel like your social life is more draining than fulfilling? Like some connections leave you feeling energized, while others just suck the life out of you? You know that feeling when you walk away from an interaction, feeling lighter and brighter, versus dragging your feet after a conversation? Well, that's what we're talking about today. Building those relationships that are like mental health powerhouses, constantly boosting our mood, resilience, and overall sense of well-being. Because, let's face it, in a world that often feels chaotic and overwhelming, having a strong support system is absolutely crucial. So, here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate those healthy, enriching relationships. First off, remember that quality trumps quantity. It's not about how many friends you have, but about the depth and authenticity of your connections. Think about it like this. A handful of close, genuine friendships can be more valuable than a whole crowd of acquaintances who just add noise to your life. You want people who truly get you, who celebrate your wins and support you through the tough times, who make you laugh until your sides hurt, and who challenge you to grow. Second, communication is king, or should I say queen. Open, honest, and vulnerable communication is the foundation of any strong relationship. Don't be afraid to share your thoughts and feelings, even the difficult ones. And equally important, listen actively when others are speaking. Truly hear what they're saying, not just waiting for your turn to talk. Third, boundaries are your best friend. Learning to set healthy boundaries is essential for protecting your mental health and creating space for fulfilling relationships. This means saying no when you need to, prioritizing self-care, and communicating your needs clearly and respectfully. Remember, a healthy relationship allows both individuals to thrive, and that requires respecting each other's limits. Fourth, cultivate empathy and compassion. Putting yourself in someone else's shoes can do wonders for building understanding and connection. Practice active listening, ask thoughtful questions, and try to see things from their perspective. Even if you don't agree, showing empathy can create a bridge of understanding and strengthen your bond. And finally, remember that relationships are two-way streets. They require effort, nurturing, and a willingness to show up for each other. Invest time in the people who matter most, make an effort to connect, and be there for them through thick and thin. Remember, building strong relationships takes work, but the rewards are immeasurable. Think about that last relationship you had, where you felt truly seen and heard. What made it so special? Was it their ability to listen without judgment? Their unwavering support during tough times? Or maybe their contagious laughter that always lifted your spirits? Those qualities make a world of difference in our lives, right? So, how can you start nurturing those supportive relationships in your own life? Well, first off, think about the people who consistently bring positivity and encouragement into your world. Make an effort to connect with them more, call them up, schedule a coffee date, or simply send a quick text just to say hello. Remember, even small gestures can go a long way. Next, consider reaching out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while. Maybe it's a friend from college, a former coworker, or a family member you've lost touch with. A simple phone call or email can rekindle that connection and open the door to building something meaningful again. Finally, don't underestimate the power of vulnerability. And if you bastardy Sharing your thoughts and feelings openly with trusted friends and loved ones can create a deeper sense of connection and understanding. Remember, true intimacy comes from letting people in, sharing your authentic self, and allowing yourself to be truly seen. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate those supportive relationships that are essential for our mental well-being. Let's recap. Focus on quality over quantity. Communicate openly and honestly. Set healthy boundaries. Practice empathy and compassion. And remember that relationships require effort from both sides. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Building strong, supportive relationships takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. So go out there, nurture your connections, and create a world of positivity and support around you. Until next time, keep striving for that dopamine reset, one connection at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.